Impressive, isn't she? The relentless hunting shadow of the Knight of Naga Drums. The last thing many an Orokin lord ever saw. Varuna, she-wolf incarnadine. The heart of the pack. Hunter of Godprey. We remember her as a primal horror. The pitiless devourer, stalking burning cities of white and gold, slavering for godflesh. This was not always so. Once, Varuna was the obedient guardian of the Circulus, the holiest of Yuuzhan temples, upon none other than Veiled Lua. Like a loyal beast, Varuna would roam Lua with her four steel-maned wolves, the stealthy Dinar, the invigorating Raksh, the stalwart Lycath, and the fierce Ulfrun. But what they were sworn to guard was perverse, wrong. In a ceremony reeking of Kuva, the Orokin candidate would force their consciousness into the new chosen body, the Yuuzhan, consigning the mind of the hapless former owner to oblivion. They call this life-extending process continuity. Executor Tuval was one of the ruling seven and head of the Yuuzhan clerisy, high-ranking officiators who enacted the hideous ritual, all of whom were now all dead, torn apart, all save for Tuval, now a man pursued. He abandons his family to that night of horrors, his friends to the flames, and whips his slaves to ferry his decrepit, dying body to his personal ship. Destination? Void-locked Lua. Purpose? To initiate one final ceremony. To trade one last body, one last life, for his own, before the Empire burned. To slip the noose and escape the relentless hunting shadow that had, one by one, in just one night, found and eviscerated every last one of his clerisy peers, the shadow that had once protected them. I never liked Tuval. What followed made me loathe him even more.